Yeah, we were looking at, I like it, but I, you know, people don't like it, it's too cold, it's so. I use air conditioning in the winter, so. We never have heat on. Yeah. We were looking at, the various prohibitions connected to Shemitah. And the last thing we were looking at is how this applies before Shemitah. And as you know, since after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there is no mitzvah of Tosefes Shemitah. Tosefes Shemitah is a very strange halacha from Sinai that only applies to Zman HaMikdash. And Shelo Bezman HaMikdash, there is no din of Tosefes Shemitah. So basically all agricultural work is allowed before Shemitah, with the exception of planting. And the problem with planting, the halacha is that it's only planting a fruit tree or the seed of a fruit tree, and you're not allowed to plant it within the amount of time adjacent to Shemitah, where the year of Shemitah would be the first year of Orla. So the basic rule of Orla is to remind you that Shleishim Yoyim B'Shana Chashuv Shana, that in order, right, the years of Orla begin on Rosh Hashanah. So if I plant something and 30 days have existed in the old year, so Rosh Hashanah is year two. If I plant less than 30 days, then it's year one, and there's going to be a Maris Ayin, therefore, when people, if I plant within that 30-day period, or if there's Klita, I'll get to that in a moment, there's a Maris Ayin, people will think you planted it during Shemitah, and therefore for fruit-bearing trees, you have to be Marchik, more than 30 days. But there's another issue, and that is a tree is not considered planted, or even a seed is not considered planted until there is what is called klita. It strikes roots into the ground, and there are many opinions how long klita is, but we paskin that the sheer klita is 14 days. Therefore, forget about Shemitah for a moment. Therefore, in order for a year to be year one, you have to plant a tree 44 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, because 14 days for Klita, followed by 30 days. If you plant anything less than 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, then the next year becomes year one of Orla, and you will actually have to have 3 full years plus the ash. It's interesting. With Orla anyway, let's say I plant Rosh Chodesh Elul. Right, or I plant the 25th of Elul. Forget about Shemitah. So what's going to happen is the remainder of that year doesn't count at all, and the first year of Orla is starting Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The second year of Orla is the next Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, and the third year of Orla is Rosh Hashanah to the end of the year. But then you know that at the end of the 3 years of Orla, you're not allowed to eat the fruits, Rosh Hashanah. For the last year, you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. So actually, it's going to be 3 years, and Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat. It's going to be 3 years and 4.5 months. So, plus, whatever amount of days you had in the first year that were less than the 44 days. So in a case like that, Orla is actually a lot longer than 3 years. It is 3 years, 4.5 months, plus the days under 44 that belong to that old year. Now, if on the other hand, I planted 44 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, so then that already counts as year one. So then I just have 2 full years, 44 days, but I still have to wait the 4.5 months to Tu B'Shvat. Okay, that's everything. Now, what do I mean by waiting? Let me just explain that, because sometimes people get it.
30 days, 14 days to
Klita, and then 30 days, Shleishim Yom B'Shanah Chashuv Shana. You need for all the Shleishim Yom. Now, all of this has nothing to do with Shemitah. This is the normal halacha of Orla. The normal halacha of Orla. But the way the Rambam learns, there's a special gezerah that when you plant less than the 44 days before Shemitah, since the first year of Orla is going to be Shemitah, so when people are counting backwards, they're going to think you planted during Shemitah. So because of that Marisayan, that is the only halacha of Tosefta Shvi'is that applies Bisman Hazeh, because that is the way the Rambam learns, at least the Ramban and the Rambam, because that is a special gezeira of Orla. By the way, just to be sure you understand this, when I say, you know, Orla lasts until 3 years or 2 years and 44 days and Tu Bishvat, the next Tu Bishvat, what do I mean? I mean to say that any fruits that had chanata before those dates remain Orla. In other words, if a fruit is Orla, it remains Orla, you know, 10 years later. Right? Orla is not, Orla fruit is not mutter after 3 years. Rather, any fruit that was nechenat, I'll discuss what that means too, any fruit that was nechenat within the Orla period is always Orla, and that which is nechenat after the Orla period is not Orla. Okay? That is, it's not a heter of, in other words, Orla Gufa does not have a heter. Now, what do we mean by nechenat? So nechenat, again, agriculturally, there are going to be some different definitions than you need to know about trees more than I know. But the basic idea of nechenat is either flowering or budding. And the way trees produce fruits, not all trees, is first there's a flower. And then when the flower falls off, there's the beginning of a bud. And that bud grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually it is a fruit. So it's not havas shlish. Chanata is much, much earlier than bringing a third of its ripening. But for purposes of Orla, chanata is kavanah. And by the way, that's true for maitris as well. This is going to be the same issue. Forget about Orla. Let's say it's after Orla already. Let's say the tree is 10 years old, right? No Orla problem anymore. But every year you have to give maishris. And the halacha is that although every year is Truma Gedola and Maiser Rishon, but in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, the second tithe is Maiser Sheni that you bring to Yerushalayim. And in year 3 and 6, the second tithe is Maiser Ani that you give to Aniyim. So I have to know, is this a second year fruit or is it a third year fruit? So the halacha is that with Ilanais, we go basor the year that there was a chanata. So even if the fruit was ripened and harvested in year 3, if it was nechnat in year 2, it's a Maiser Sheni fruit. It is not a Maiser Ani fruit. Now, one extra complication. The definition of a year for a tree. See, it's complicated. For Orla, the definition is Tishrei until the last year when I go into Shvat Tu B'Shvat. But for Maiser, once the tree is beyond Orla, the year is Tu B'Shvat. So that actually means that if a tree is not, let's say Tishrei is the beginning of year 3. But for a tree, year 3 lasts until Tu Bishvat of year 3. So if an Ilan was Nechanat after Tishrei of year 3, but before Tu Bishvat of year 3, the Chanata will be year 2, and it'll be a Maiser Sheni. See? So this raises a little complications when you hit Shemitah, exactly how you calculate it. It goes like this. Shemitah Gufa, according to all views, is only from Tishrei to Chav Tes Elo. And Kimat, there's one Shtas Yachid, but Kimat, all the Rishonim and all the Achronim say that Shemitah has no Shaychus to Tu B'Shvat under any definition, meaning to say, the laws of Shemitah, and even what is Peirosh Shavuos, is defined by what? From Tishrei to Chav Tes Elul, not Tu B'Shvat. That would mean, therefore, that in order for fruit to have Kedusha Shavuos, it would have to be nechnat in the Shemitah year. So, here's the question. Shemitah itself, as you know, is a year that you're putter from Trumas and Maestras, because the fruit is Hefker, and the fruit that is Hefker, there's no Trumas and Maestras, so you can take from somebody's Shemitah fruit. You have to eat it, B'Kedushas Shviyas, with all the halakhos about not wasting, but you don't have to worry about Trumas and Maestras. Okay. Now, year one. So that means, by definition, year one for fruits, the Maaser Rishon year of fruits, I'm sorry, not the Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Sheni year of fruits, is a very short year. Year one is only Tishrei to Tu B'Shvat. Meaning year one for fruit is Tishrei to Tu B'Shvat. Year two is Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat, right? Now that would mean what? Year six. Yes, always get this. Year six is also a short year. Is that right? 1 second. Let me just see how you work here. Year one is Tishrei to Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat to Tishrei. Right?
Year six. Yeah. So it'll be a short. Same. It'll be a short year. Right. So year one and year six for fruits. Because our problem basically is that Shemitah begins and ends in the middle of a fruit year. A fruit year goes from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat. But Shemitah goes from Tishrei to Elul. So as a result, and since Shemitah does not reconfigure to follow fruit years, in other words, Shemitah for fruit is no different than Shemitah for everything else. So by definition, it's going to truncate the fruit years of year one and year six. Now this is only a problem with fruit, because vegetables, in other words, grain and vegetables, their Maaser year is also Tishrei to Elul. So Shemitah just comes in and makes it Tishrei to Elul. But with fruit, you're going to have this problem of a truncated year, because a fruit year is Tu B'Shvat Tu B'Shvat. Now, there is one sheet that the Bnei Yeshua brings in Sukkah. He says we don't paskin like it. That redefines the Shemitah year for fruit from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat. But we're not, I mean, even the Chumrah, there was no sheet that I've seen that follows that view. So you could ignore it. Say again? It only forwards. You're right. Now, there's nobody starts it before. Nobody starts Shemitah the Tu B'Shvat before, but some push it into the Tu B'Shvat in the first year.
Anything that was according to that Shemitah grew, whether it was Nechnat, between Tishrei and Tu B'Shvat the first year.
Would have Kedushas Shviyas. That's right. Yeah, it changes a lot of things. It would actually have Kedushas Shviyas. But as I say, we're not kashish for that sheet, even the Chumrah, so you shouldn't have to consider it. So basically, year one will be a short year.
What are you passing in, like, what's the din of Mazei Shviyas before Tu B'Shvat then? Is that the din of...
No, so that would have the din of the first year.
And then after Tu B'Shvat, second year?
That's correct. I'm not sure if that's right. 1 second. If you say Tishrei to Tu B'Shvat is year one, so that means you're starting the second year early, right? You're starting the second year of fruit earlier than the second year for vegetables. Because the second year of vegetables is not going to start until Tishrei. And you're starting it from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat. Yeah, the question is, there is a Shiloh title. Do you make the first year short or do you make the first year long? That's the question. Some say that the first year is not from Tishrei to Tu B'Shvat, but it's Tishrei until next Tu B'Shvat. Okay, I just want to go check. No, everything is Basar Chanukah. Right. The only you're question is what you'll just have a longer period. I'm going to check. I think it's my place, but I want to check how we paskin on that. Okay. But as I say, the bottom line is that because of this Gezeira of Orla, this is the only Tosefta Shvius that we have. Now, yeah.
Don't paskin is deraisa then, Tosefta
Shvius? No, Tosefta Shvius is deraisa, but it's only deraisa bisman hamikdash. So bisman hazeh, there is no Tosefta Shvius even midrabanan, and it is only the Gezeira of Orla. Yeah, bisman hamikdash, it's deraisa. Yeah. But Shalom is Mana Mikdash, it's not their right. It's not even Drabana because of it. Now, so we talked about Zeriah, we talked about Natiya, we talked about Zemira, the Spakitzer, and the Yisaita, that there are no Toldos here, only the others. And we talked about the fact that things like watering and weeding, although they are Vadai Toldos, the Oraisa, and Hilchos Shabbos, are Mutter Min HaTorah and Shvius, and they're only Usher Mit Rabbanan. Now, so we have Zeriah and we have Zemira, and then we have the two prohibitions on harvesting, which we really haven't spoken about. That is, Satcha Leisiktsar, do not harvest your field, V'Karmacha Leisiftsar, and do not harvest your grapes. But Sira and Katsira are exactly the same. Katsira is for Tavua, and Mitzira is for Anovah, but it's the same thing. Now, these two are problematical. The Torah seems to be saying there's an Isser D'Araisa to harvest Shemitah produce. Now, how can that be? How can there be an Isser D'Araisa to harvest Shemitah produce? The Torah says, B'Ferish, V'Haisa, Shabbas, Ha'aretz, Lachem, Li'achla. The produce of the land is for you to eat. If I can't harvest it, how can I eat it? It's not mistavra that the Torah is telling me only if it fell down by itself, or if you harvested it be Isser, you can eat it with the Evet. It wouldn't be a point for the Torah to say, oh, if you commit a sin, by the way, I'm going to allow you to eat it. So because of this, all the Rishonim understanding the Mishnayos and Shvius understand that it's a double pashut, that there are eifanim that you're allowed to harvest on Shemitah, because you're allowed to eat the peiros. So the Torah doesn't asher all harvesting, unlike Hilchos Shabbos, where the Torah ashers all harvesting. Here, the Torah only ashers some harvesting. So the question is, what is the harvesting the Torah ashers? I'll get to that in a moment. So, according to the Rash, right, don't confuse the Rash and the Rush. Although the Maisa, the Rush is a kitzur of the Rash, that happens to be the case. The Rush is Rabbeinu Asher ben Yechiel, the father of the Torah, the one of the great Gedolei HaPoskim, of Ashkenaz. The Rash is one of the Balei HaTosos, Rabbeinu Shimshon of Shans. Shans was the city in France. And the Rash was really one of the first Rishonim, together with the Rambam, who wrote a lengthy Perush on Mishnayos on Zeruyim and Tyros, right? So the equivalent, well, it's not Rashi and Tysus, they're both like Tysus, more or less, but the kind of learning the Mishnayos Be'in in Zeruyim and Tyros is to go through the Rambam and the Rash. The later Achronim, which are also very valuable, like the Bartanur is a Rishon, and then you have the Taisus Yamtiv, the Tereshi Shal, these are Achronim. They're all based, I mean, the Bartanura, which is our kind of our Rashi and Mishnayos, they're all based on the Rambam and the Rash, at least in Zeram and, well, the Rambam for all Shisha Sibir Mishnah, and the Rash on Zeram and Tyrus. Now, there is a Perish Arash on Zeram and Tyrus as well, and that's an abbreviated Perish. Sometimes it's very clear, it's easier to read, and the Rush is Kemat always a Kitzur of the Rash. So their names sound similar, and in fact, indeed, the Shitas are usually similar. Because the Rush was Mechubar. The Rush was at the tail end of the Balei HaTosos. Some count the Rush as a Balei HaTosos as well, and the Rush was certainly one of the Balei HaTosos. Anyway, the Rush has a Shita, which is a little hard to understand. The Rush says The Isser of Kaitzer is only on Peres that were Meshumar and not on Peres that are Hefker. What does that mean? The Torah says, you are Mechuyev to be Mathir your Peres in the field that grow during Shemitah. Only if it had Chanatin. You don't have to be Mathir Peres Shishas, but those Peres. Right? Now, once you take it home and you're kind of, they're yours, but in the field you cannot stop anybody. Now, we'll see. Does that mean you have to be mafker, or it's hefker memela, and you just can't allow, you can't stop people? But whatever it is, the halacha is very clear that if you lock up your field, if you stop people from coming, if you kick people out, even verbally, say, don't you dare take that fruit. You are over on the mitzvah saseh called Hashviyah Tishmetena Unetashta. Ubashviyah Tishmetena Unetashta. What does that mean? On Shviyah, you shall let go of your field. Tishmetena is let go. Unetashta, and abandon your field. See, I was just reading a biography of Rav Shach. Rav Shach, there were times that Rav Shach lived in Yerushalayim. It's interesting. People, he's so much associated with Panovich, but Baruch Hashem, because he was a Zaken, he had a whole life of different yeshivas he was in, including Hasidic yeshivas, before he even came to Panovich. And he was in Yerushalayim for one. But Rav Shach was a Rosh Yeshiva in a Hasidic yeshiva. He was Rosh Yeshiva in a Zionist yeshiva. Chazinist told him to get out, but and then he was later Shiva Panovich, which at the time was at least quasi-Zionist as well during the lifetime of the Panovich Rav. So Rav Shach had a big diversity of different types of institutions and Rosh Yeshiva that he was connected with and the life. But when he was renting from someone, he used to play a game during Shemitah when kids would be picking fruits. Rav Shach wanted to test them if they knew the halachas. And Rav Shach said, you know, I rent this apartment, and this is my apple tree. What gives you the right to take the apples? And the kids would say, oh, it's Shemitah and it's Hefker, and the Shabbat would give them a candy, you know. He would like test them to see. The halakha, and of course the question is whether, are you over on Shemo if you do it as a joke? Okay, I guess we have a right that a joke is what you're. But anyway, so there is a doraisa, there's an isir d'oraisa, to be Meshamer Sadeo. It's not a love. If I'm Noyel my Sade, if I kick you out, I'm not over on a love, but I'm over on a mitzvah saseh. Now, Taisus and Psachim brings a shita, this is what you were talking about, Yitzchak, that if I am over and I am Meshamer Sadeo, the peres themselves are nesar v'achila. Even if I would be mafka them afterwards, the peres are nesar v'achila. Now, Taisus of Psachim, yeah. So that's the machlokes. One sheet of Taisus holds, the peres are nesar to the whole world, not just as a knas to the guy. So it's more chumra than Maaseh Shabbos. Not just as a kenas to the guy that was Meshamer. And now, this is called the chumra. This is called the chumra of Meshumer. Now, most say that's an issur d'rabbanan. In other words, even though the issur of Shemor is a doraisa, but the issur of achilas peros that are Meshumer, and love after peros, who had din grain and vegetables. This is nothing to do with peros. That's a d'rabbanan. Now, it's important to know ahead of time that the Minog Yerushalayim for hundreds and hundreds of years has been that Meshumer is not Usher. And that's an important point. Let me explain why this is highly relevant. This is relevant because let's say the Rabbanut, right? The Rabbanut is Seimech on Heter Mechira. Right? They sell land to the Goyim. And they maintain, therefore, that you're allowed to work the land and you're allowed to be Shemer the Peres because it doesn't have Kedusha Shavias. Most Charedim, probably all Charedim, I guess, but maintain that one should not be Seimich and the Hetzer Mechira. But here's the question. So let's say I don't hold the Hetzer Mechira. Well, why is that relevant to me as a consumer? I mean, here's the problem. I understand if I'm a farmer, I can't use the Hetzer Mechira to do work on the land. Because it's not a valid, we'll talk about why. Yeah, it's not a valid thing. But whatever it is, even if you don't hold of the Hetzer Mechira, it's Peiro Shavias. So if I hold of the Hetzer Mechira, I could eat the Peiros without Kedusha Shavias. If I don't hold of the Hetzer Mechira, I could still eat the Peiros. And this is what Shlomo Zalman Orbach Paskins. Shlomo Zalman Orbach Paskins. It's important to know this. That even if you follow a psak, that the Hetzer Mechira is not valid, there is no reason for you not to eat the fruit that was engendered via the Hetzer Mechira, as long as you eat that fruit with Kedusha Shavuos. Ah, but the only thing is, like Taisus and Psachim, there would indeed be a very, very serious problem. Because if you hold that the Hetzer Mechira is not mafkia, the laws of Shemitah, then when they close up the field and don't let people enter, it becomes meshumar. And according to Taisa and Pesachim, meshumar is asr b'achila. So Shlomo Zalman says, basically, yeah, okay, you're right, like that Taisa. But it's meforsam that the minhag Yerushalayim is to be mekel and the yisur of meshumar. So, Inachinami, Ledidan, the farmer that is Meshamer his field after a Hetzer Mechira, is transgressing, again, we'll talk about Hetzer Mechira, is transgressing the Yisra of Shemur, but the Minhag Yerushalayim, it's Mechalek Sepaiskim, but the Minhag Yerushalayim is to be Machriya, this is even the Eid of Charedus, in other words, all the Paiskim in Yerushalayim are Machriya Makula, that Neva, I'm sorry, Meshumar, Neva is the same thing, but Meshumar is not awesome. Now, the Chazon Ish, Minhag B'nai Brak, is, in other words, it's a double whammy. I mean, the Chazon Ish, number one, was the main posek who invalidated the Hetzer Mechira. But like the Chazon Ish, that's a much more drastic consequence. In other words, we can invalidate the Hetzer Mechira and still eat the fruit for Kedusha Shavuos. A Chazon Ish cannot, because like the Chazon Ish also happens to pass. That Peiros Shavuos that are Meshumar are Asur B'Achila for everybody. So B'Meila, if you hold that the Hetzer Mechira is not Mafkiya Shavuos, the Peiros are going to be Meshumar, and if they are Meshumar, I can't eat them at all. So this is a very interesting point. You can have two Gedolim, both of whom say the Hetzer Mechira is not Mafkiya, the holiness of Shavuos. They have the identical halachic conclusion. But like Rav Shlomo Zalman, or at least in Yerushalayim, you could still eat the fruit with Kedusha Shavuos, because even though it's Meshumar, that doesn't make it usher. This is an unrelated shayla. Like the Chazon Ish, you could not eat the fruit, because the Chazon Ish is machriel like the paiskim, that Meshumar is usher. Oh, no. Okay, I should have been more medayik, but actually, I was medayik in the way I said it, but I should have clarified. Rav Shlomo Zalman matters you to eat it. You're at somebody's house, and they give it to you. You may not be allowed to buy it. That's correct. I didn't say you could buy it, but if somebody offers it to you, right, I'm a guest in your house, you're Samech and Hetzer Mechira, I'm allowed to eat it, but they have to be Zohir, the Kedusha Shavuos.
What's the reason that you won't be able to buy it, you're saying?
Well, there's a general rule in the laws of Shemitah that you cannot buy Peiros Shavuos from a person who will not use the money B'Kedusha Shavuos. For example, you can't buy Peiros Shavuos from an Am Haaretz because the money I give him has Kedusha Shavuos and he's going to use it for cigarettes, he's not going to use it to buy Peiros Shavuos. Now,
Even though it's not
Svara Mikdash. Yeah. The din that Shavuos is Tofes the money is even Shlomo's Bais HaMikdash. So here's the problem. So the problem of buying is like this. You're a firm guy. Let's say you're a firm guy. Again, not an Amoris at all, certainly not. But you're Soymech on the Hetra Mechira. Okay? So according to you, the apple you're selling me doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. I give you money. According to you, you can spend that money on cigarettes. But according to me, you're spending that money on cigarettes as an Avera because you're Mechayev to spend the money for Kedusha Shvi'is. So you'd have a problem with Litznei there. On the other hand, that's not so pleasant either, because there are many poskim that say that I'm allowed to be machshil you in an Avera if you have poskim that say it's not an Avera. Meaning, even if I poskim that what you're doing is a sin, I can still enable you to do it if you have a poskim to be simchad. And we have to say that the Hetra Mechira is, there is enough authority that does allow it, that it might negate the Lifnei Iver. Yeah, I know you never... Huh? Well, I mean, you're using that as a power term, right? I mean, that's correct.
Is that what
so
you can use here to make it work?
Yeah, but here we're being make. Usually, the phrase, Dabar Yesh Matim, is normally a chumra. Here, I'm saying the other way around, that I'm allowed to cause you to do something that I regard as usur if you have shitas that are, you know, authoritative shitas. Now, the Hetra Mechira of Shlomo, or Rabbi Yosef, for example, wrote a long tshuva in which he said the Hetra Mechira was 100% good, although he said he wouldn't use it. But he said it's 100% good. He says a person should try not to use it, but he says, with the Yevet, there's absolutely no problem. Huh? Say again?
So
it
doesn't
align
with your
ways
of
usual
life.
So it's not. No, so the payers are not. The payers are not. Well, no one buys because of this. In other words, you're correct. So the minhag of B'nai Chayra is not to buy Hetra Mechira produce, even in Yerushalayim. And the reason is, like you said, because you're goreng the mocher to commit the sin of not spending the money to Kedusha Shvi'is. That is the prevailing minhag.
Yeah. If you're at someone's house, they show you fruits.
Sure, someone's almond said you can eat it. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
No. The other way. Yeah. You're correct. But it's a little tricky. It's a little tricky. Sometimes they take off. Sometimes it's for kids. As the Hetra Mechira, they take off Trumas and Maisus if the Gemara Malacha is beyond Yisrael. It depends what the Gemara Malacha is. But you're right. Trumas. Yeah. But Trumas and right. That's correct. In fact, there is more of a basis to allow you to eat Hetra Mechira produce than to eat the whole year. Because the whole year you have to be worried about Trumas and Maisus. Here we manafshach. They either took it off, or if you're not Soymech on the Hetra Mechira, they don't have to take it off. Then you may have to take it off. If there was Gemara Malacha, if there was Gemara Malacha, B'yad Yisrael. I mean, the halacha is that if fruits and vegetables and grain grow by a non-Jew, but then you buy it, if it's Gemara Malacha, whatever that means exactly, you are chayav in Trumas. Okay.
So this is all going on the premise we're saying that Zerion Grisha on Shavuos is, it doesn't usher the fruits into you, I'm saying.
Well, that's the other thing. There are two machloksim. The Chazanish has two chumras and Yerushalayim has two kulas. One is the shayla of Mishumar, and the other is the shayla of Ne'evad. Right? Ne'evad. Ne'evad. In other words, Mishumar is produce that the owner has guarded or excluded people by a fence, by a guard dog, by a guard, or even by yelling, even by telling people get out. Even a sign can make it Mishumar. No trespassing. That's called Mishumar. Nevad is somebody does forbidden work on Shemitah. I plow, I plant, I do things with my trees that I'm not allowed to do, some things I'm allowed to do to prevent the tree from dying. But if I did things I wasn't allowed to do, that's called Ne'avad. Now, you have the same Machlekes Rishayim, meaning are the peros that are produced as a result of forbidden work, that's similar to Maisa Shabbos, are they asur b'achila or not? Now the minhag Yerushalayim is they're makel in both present. We are makel in both Meshumer v'Neva. That's why the Hetcher Mechira doesn't pose a problem for us. That's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman is saying. Even if I'm not Saimach and Hetcher Mechira, so the farmer is doing two sins. The farmer is Meshamer, and the farmer is Obed. Right? So he's in trouble. He did two wrong things. But Mitzad Mi, the Peiros are not Nesar. So I will be permitted to eat them. Buying them is the problem. I'm free to eat them as long as I eat them with Kedusha Shavias.
Even Svichim as well?
No, not Svichim. You're correct. I'm mentioning fruit. I can't mention everything
right,
at the
right.
same time. I know you're a Bucky in Toronto and you've been learning Toronto, but there are special... this is only for fruit. Only for fruit. Tree fruit. For grain and vegetables, if you are not Samech and Hetcher Mechira, you cannot eat them at all. We'll discuss why later. I don't want to get into that right now. Now, I just want to say, now, according to the Chazon Ish, either one of these factors is enough to asur the food b'achila. Meshumer is asur, even if I didn't do an avayda, meshumer is asur. And nevad is asur, even if I wasn't meshamer. My field was open, but I'm doing work. So memeila, according to the Chazon Ish, since the Hetcher Mechira does not matir Shimor and Aveda. So Mamela, the Peiros could not be eaten. Right? So the minhag Yerushalayim, it's interesting why Yerushalayim was Mekel. You know, you always got Yerushalayim to be Mekel in anything, but except electricity would make it. That's what we do. But it's brought down with much, much authority that the minhag Yerushalayim is absolutely to be Mekel in Meshumer v'Nevad, and it's a pirtza, and it's a zilzal on Doras HaRishayim, for somebody to come along and say, this is held very strongly, that I want to be machmer on these inyanim. So you actually should not be machmer. Now I want to tell you a little bit of Svarim trivia. Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote a lot on Svarim. He was a Gadol B'chala Terekula, but the two mitzvahs that he wrote the most about were Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos, of course, was the great, great Pesach in Hilchas Shabbos. And Hilchas Mitzvos Fliyas B'Yaretz, Trumas Maisa Shmita, these were his two areas that he wrote the most in. And his series on Zerayim are a bunch of Svarim called Madonei Aretz. And the first Madura of Madonei Aretz was published like in 1940s, maybe 1950s. And it had, since it was written many years before that, it had a Haskamah of Rav Kook. Rav Kook died in like 1935 or something, but this had a Haskamah from Rav Kook. Who was Rav Shlomo Zalman's Rebbe, Rabbi Yosher really didn't have a Rebbe except for his father and grandfather, but Rabbi Yosher was Makorif to Rav Kook as well. Rav Kook was his Shadchan and Masada Kedushin. Not only does it have a Haskamah from Rav Kook, but Rav Shlomo Zalman has a long din on the Hetcher Mechira, which he basically says, although there's a Makom to be Machmir, but you cannot criticize anyone that is Seimech on the Hetcher Mechira L'chatchila, because there is a great Svara to be making. Now, the Madonei Aretz was out of print for a lot of years, and when the family wanted to reprint it, the spiritual climate in Eretz Yisrael had changed a little bit, so they didn't want to put the Haskamah from Rav Kook in, that they thought it would reflect bad on their father, and they certainly didn't want to put the Arichas saying you could be Seimech on the Hetcher Mechira. So, yeah. That's right. Yes. So they took it out. They just took it out. They took it out. But they didn't just say they didn't just reprint the sefer with and delete things. And so they have to say they call it Likutei Madonei Aretz. And to compensate, and they didn't tell you what they took out. And to compensate, they added some tshuvas from the Minchas Shlomo. So in effect, you got a new sefer. You got most of Madonei Aretz plus a lot of tshuvas about greenhouses and things like that, but they took it out. Now, you wouldn't know what they took out, but that's what they took out. So, I have access to it. I don't know. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I do have the first one, that's correct. But they didn't realize it like this. You know, Svarim have copyrights under law, and the copyright lasts, I don't know, 50 years or something. and the copyright had expired and wasn't renewed by Likutei Madami Yoresh, because that's a different surah of the Sefer. So the copyright of the original one ran out, and a Dati Liumi organization, which was aware of what was going on, they printed the original Madami Yoresh with the Haskama of Rav Kook and the Tshuva of the Hetzer Mechira. So you could go into a Sfarim store now, and you can buy both. And the truth of the matter is, both of them, you know, each one has something the other one doesn't have. You can buy original Madami. I was agonizing. I didn't want to buy both, but you know, but I went with the Rav Kook one. But anyway, so the thing is, you can buy original Madami Yoresh with Rav Kook and a Limud Zechus on the Hetzer Mechira, but without the Tshuvas of the Minchas Shlomo. Or you could buy the Likutei Madami Yoresh with the extra Tshuvas. Now, I would say, if you already have the Minchas Shlomo, you might as well go with the Rav Kook one, because all the Tshuvas they added are already in the Minchas Shlomo anyway. Right, that's right.
What's the publisher's name of the publishing house?
I have to check. The Likutei was the Mishpacha, and this one was Dati Liumi organization.
It's done the shogging, it's not the world war global. Shabbos.
That's correct.
So
that's
here,
correct.
Here, because there's so different days between Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim, why is Yerushalayim considered the show we got to with Bnei Brak in Shulchan?
Well, I understand your kasha. The Teretz is, although this is, we'll give you another kasha, is that Lagabe the Chumra of Mishumra and Nevad were not Mechalik between Shagig and Mezah. So Mimela, the Chazon Ish would say, even if you're Meshagig, we ask her.
Joking,
I'm not sure. There was no kavana to be Meshamer. But when there's kavana to be Meshamer and Nevad, it's going to be us or even Meshamer. Yeah.
Even if someone doesn't find one of yours,
yeah. No, I think that would be a getter of a fake. That'd be like, yeah, you wouldn't have to be chayish. Maybe it's good, and therefore I have to take up to some mice. That you wouldn't say. By the way, let me just mention one thing. I mean, obviously, I want to talk about Tekim Mechir B'Arichas, because it's a very, very interesting sugya, and there's a lot of important ideas in it. But I just want to mention one interesting chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Most of the Paiskim criticize the Hetzer Mechira because they say you're not allowed to sell land to a goy. It's an avera of los, Eretz Yisrael land to a goy, that's los chanan. But that time itself simply says there's an avera to sell the land, but that doesn't affect the validity of the sale. The Chazon Ish's chiddush was like this. Since typically the way the Hetzer Mechira works is that the farmers would make the rabbanut a shaliach to sell the land to the guy. Like chametz, you make a rabbi a shaliach, sell chametz. So the Chazon Ish Tainus, not only is it a mechira bi'isser, but it's not a valid mechira at all because of ein shaliach l'dvar aveira. So, I just want to tell you one thing. The rabbanut is an evolving institution. And you know, the Rafa Rashi, Lisa Svardin, is Rav Avadja's son, Rav Yitzchak Yosef. And he instituted a Shinoi Katan in the Hetzer Mechira that addresses the Chazon Ish's point. Instead of the farmer making the Rav a Shaliach to sell the land, the farmer sells his land to the Rav. The Rav is the owner of the land. He then sells it to the guy directly. So when the Rav sells to the guy, the Rav is not selling as a shaliach for the Bailam. The Rav is the Bailam. And now that doesn't address the issue of Los Echanim, that's a separate thing. And, you know, there's a Shach of Atari about that. But it mamish famfers very well the Chazon Ish's taina. Even by chametz, I mean, there's no reason to. You can do it two ways. You can sell your chametz to the Rav, who then sells it to the guy, or you can make the Rav a shaliach to sell your chametz. I mean, by chametz it makes no difference, you can do either way. But here, this mamash makes a big nafka mina. Because if you go back to Chazon Ish, that the mechira of the land is a lav of los chanan, then if you do it the way Rav Yitzchak Yosef has restructured it, you actually avoid that problem. So that's a, That's a small thing to do. It mamish makes a very, very big difference.
It illuminates your emotion, because the whole thing of chametz, you want your vada to be sold. There's no shadow that maybe I don't want it to be sold out because of this. The kin should be chav, not shouldn't be vada, because I want it back. Right. If you have any emotion of chametz, it's also awesome. Well.
Right.
And here, if you have any tzitzah that is kashumer,
right.
your parents are.
Yeah, then you're in trouble. You want to get rid of it. Oh, okay, but we'll talk about it. And of course, the fundamental issue is a more fundamental issue. In other words, besides the pratim of Lo Seichanim and Eishlechu Varveira, the question generally is, does the kinyan of a goy take away the laws of Shemitah? I mean, that's the fundamental thing. Interestingly enough, I just want to tell you one thing, that even, again, this is a minhag Yerushalayim Lekula. This is the third minhag. Yerushalayim is Mekel on Meshumer. Yerushalayim is Mekel on Nevat, and Yerushalayim is Mekel that Peiros Nochrim don't have Kedusha Shviyas. People don't realize this. Yerushalayim is Maskim to 95% of what the Heter Mechira does. It's only 5. In other words, essentially, for example, if you buy Arab produce, you are assuming that there's no Kedusha Shviyas. And the Paris of Nachram, and the Badat certifies it that way. Again, the Chazanish was Chaylik. In other words, the Pesach of Yerushalayim for hundreds of years is there is no Kedusha Shviyas on Paris of Nachram. They disagree with the Heter Mechira as a way to put it in that situation. But you have to understand that the basic concept of the Heter Mechira is actually followed by the people that are misnagging to the Heter Mechira. Under the name Yevul Nachri. Now, the Chazon Ish, once again, is very consistent. The Chazon Ish does say that there is, that you have to be Chayshish, there's Kedusha Shavias in the papers of Nachri. Okay? But, we'll talk about that. There's a lot to talk about. Again, I actually didn't get to what I wanted to talk about, is that's the Shita Sarash, because we were talking about Hefker and the Hefker Mechira. But remember, let's go back to the issue of Koitzer and Beitzer. And the Shita Sarash is, that issue is Chal only if you are over, in other words, it's a Mudna Isser. It's an Isser that takes effect only after you were over an earlier Isser. If you're over the Isser of Meshomar, then the Torah asks you to be Kaitzer.
Could you eat it while still
tough? Well, still what? Well, you can eat it while it's still you can do that. Or you can eat it if it falls down. Yeah, so that would be the more likely scenario, I would think. Yeah. Yeah, the question is biting it off the tree considered Kaitzer?
Right.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. La halacha, we don't pass on the rash. I mean, the rash is a hard sheet to understand exactly. There's an aveira, if you did another aveira, that's a hard thing. We don't pass on it. We do pass on that you have to be kaitzer b'derech shinoi and kamus muetes, whether it's mufgar or shomer. There's no nafkamina. Of course, well, like the Chazon Ish, if it's shomer, it's usher to eat. But like the minhag Yerushalayim, that shomer is allowed to eat, so the way your kaitzer is identical for shomer and mufker, that you have to be kaitzer. Well, we'll talk exactly how. Basically, it has to be in a kamus katana. In other words, you don't harvest the whole field. You only harvest. It's called foraging. Is even a term. You just take what you need every day, and letting other people do it. And some also say you have to be mishan and not use the normal kalim. Like because you're biyad instead of with a kli.
Is that what dots would do then?
Huh? Yeah, that's what they would do. Yeah, they would be kaitzer, shalai kedarkai, and the kamas muetis. And la halacha, we do not differentiate between mashumer or mufker, but the Rash seems to go all out here. The Rash seems to indicate that if it's mashumer, you cannot be kaitzer at all. And if it's mufker, there is no iser kitzir of the chlal because you're the gadol. So we'll talk about that. Then. Okay, have a good.
So the badats, they wouldn't use like the machines that they normally like use throughout the year, like the
Mahalakim. Yeah, that's correct.
Wow.
That's good. Now, with wheat, remember, there are other issues. With wheat and vegetables, there is an issue of sufficiency.
Yeah, why?
In other words, what this means practically is this. The bottom line basically is, that's why I keep on using fruit. Mm-hmm. Even though min ha-taira, anything that grows in Shariah is mutra bi-achila, until you've transgressed the shumra b'neva. But midrabanan, they ushered most grain and most vegetables, and they permit only fruit. Why is that so? Because since grains and vegetables have to be planted every year, so they're chayshesh, that if you eat the vegetables that grow, you know, from seeds that are already in the ground, you know, you might actually deliberately plant them and then say it grew by itself. By a tree, you're not going to do that because you're not going to plant it, because then you have oral problems. So as a result, the practicalities of that does mean that grain and vegetables are legamri asur b'yachid. Now that has a major implication on the heter mechira, because if the heter mechira assumes there's no kedusha shviyas, so there's no isur sapicha. So if Shlomo Zalman's heter, that if I'm at the house of a guy that follows heter mechira, I can eat the fruit, that might only be true on the fruit. It may not be true for the grains and the vegetables. On the other hand, we'll see that some shita say Chazal were not geyser sapichim on what grows in a geisha field. Meaning to say, even if it has kedusha shavias, meaning it has kedusha shavias, but they weren't geyser because they were sapichim. So things are very subtle. Well, the predicate of the Hetra Mechira is that the Goy has a kinyan to be mafkia. But here's the chap. Even if you don't hold of the Hetra Mechira, meaning ain kinyan l'gai, so the Peiros have Kedusha, there may not be a Gzeret Rabbanon of Sapita. Which means, and that would leave you where the grain and the fruit are exactly in the same boat. There is Kedusha Shavias, and you're allowed to eat. So we'll cover that. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting ahead of a lot of stuff.
Just a couple of questions. Yeah. How come we're being more machmir when it comes to speaking, when there's those that actually say nevad is like doesn't utter the fruit? Isn't the whole thing with speaking is in case that it was the mitzvah was done in shviyas, and now we're going to say we're going to be more machmir in a suffix whether something happens?
That's a good catch. It's a very good catch, because the gzeirah of sapichim are things that grew up by themselves. And we usher you eating those things up by themselves, lest you plant. We then say, if you actually plant, or a tree, or whatever it may be, oh, then we're going to be making it. That's a good question. I mean, the Achrayna Master question. How is it shy to be more machmir in a gezeira, lest you be nevad, than when you're actually nevad machmir?
Fruits and wheat, so
serves
your pasta salad
with apples in it. Well, it depends. If it was, you're right. It's a very difficult situation. If they were cooked together, you have all the problems of no same time. If they were not cooked together, you still have to separate out. You know, you're right. I can pick at the grape and not eat the lettuce leaf that's attached. You're right. It would be a very difficult. Practically, it's a very difficult situation.
But
especially when they're cooked, for sure it's not going to work because there's a belief of time.
And the solid leaven is we don't say it's like sefichim, though, or we do.
No, set of leaven is sefichim. Set of leaven is grain. It's a grain field.
Because I thought.
Now there's a machloket again. I mean, there are some. It's a machloket. Rabbi Akiva actually goes sefichim shviyas or asher del
rice. Right. But then we don't.
Can we pass in his drabon? What's the drabon?
Right, I'm saying, because it was Nimnu, right, on Rabban Gamliel then. So, the Chari, even when the Bisman of Mikdash, soon, when it happens, is still going to be the Rabbanan, no?
No, one second. The Shaila there, Sapichim is a Rabbanan. I mean, the Nimnu of Gamru is Tosefes Shviyas before
it.
Charisha, that's before Shviyas, that you can't be Choresh a grain field after from Pesach onwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a separate thing. That's a question of... Tosefes.
Right, so I'm saying it's the test.
But sapiche shviyas is what grows during shviyas itself. That's not telling.
Right.
That, a separate thing.
But Tosefet Shvi'is is, we say, the Rabbanan.
It's not Rabbanan, no. Except for planting a tree is the only thing.
Tosefet Shvi'is?
Tosefet Shvi'is is not there, is not the right order of it. It's much of a gamble.
Now.
Now.
Right. So, But I'm saying Bisman Beis HaMikdash was okay. Deraisa, no?
It's Deraisa Shloshim Yom.
Right.
And for Seder Lavan, it starts from Pesach.
So Bisman Beis HaMikdash, when it comes now in the future, is it going to be it's going to be the Rabbanan Lefari, no? Because they were Nimnu. I'm saying at that. No,
because the Nimnu for Kerik. No, I think not. I think it'll be Deraisa because the Nimnu was simply. We decided Shalom Bisman HaMikdash, we don't have to keep it anymore. It wasn't.
Because we're passing now that it was the Rabbanan difference on the fly nowadays, right?
Yeah. But when you have the Mikdash, it becomes Doraisa. Mm-hmm. Bisman HaMikdash, it would be Doraisa. It was not a Nimnu the governor like that.
Because I understood that. They felt like they changed it, so we hold the Shita that it's the Rabbanan, therefore the Rabbanan. I mean,
you think Rabbanan Bisman HaMikdash?
That originally passing not that it was the Raisa, but there was Rav Yishmael,